is overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our listeners. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about the poison of the American people with a toxic substance that the FDA knew was toxic and produced brain tumors and could produce permanent damage in the central nervous system. And yet it was released for general use in the population thanks to the efforts of a man named Donald Rumsfeld, who was the president of Cereal Corporation that was marketing aspartame, commonly known as NutraSweet. This was back in the early 1980s when Rumsfeld was over visiting with our good friend Saddam Hussein. Dr. Blaylock, how are you tonight? Okay, fine. Well, now, of course, you've written a book, which we actually carry, called Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Why don't you pick up the story? Why should we be concerned about aspartame? After all, the Federal Drug Administration wouldn't allow something to be put in our food, in fact, so many of our foods, if it was really damaging to our brains, would they?
Well, unfortunately, they would. It's an interesting story as to how aspartame was ever approved, and as you know, it was discovered in 1965 quite by accident, and they found out that this substance was extremely sweet. So they hit on the idea, well, let's use this particular compound as an artificial sweetener. And then in 1973, the G.D. Searle Company, which manufactured NutraSweet, decided that they would present it to the FDA for approval. And in the course of trying to seek that approval, they did some rather extensive testing of their own product, and they used a low dose and then a medium dose and then a high dose, and they used it in mice and rats, thousands of mice and rats. And what they discovered was that actually it increased enormously the number of brain tumors in these animals. The animals developed tumors in multiple organs, thyroid, pancreas, ovary, testes, all of these organs had tumors in them. Despite the fact that they had these results, when they submitted the petition to the FDA didn't get all of these results, and they didn't see that there was this tremendous increase in tumors. So initially, the commissioner of the FDA at that time, Alexander Schmidt, 1974, gave tentative approval for solid foods. Luckily, a neuroscientist who was familiar with the brain damaging effects of aspartame petitioned and had a hearing, a public hearing, in which they pointed out these brain tumor effects and damaging effects to the very critical areas of the brain.
Now, I'm going to ask you just to hold that thought there. We're going to have to bring some other stations on board. So we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. And Dr. Blaylock, for many years, was a neurosurgeon in Jackson, Mississippi. And now he writes, does a great deal of research. We carry three of his books here, and we'll tell you about those just a little later here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Russell Blaylock, who was a neurosurgeon for many years. We carry his books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and we're talking about aspartame and MSG. We carry his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then what's the third book, Treatments for Cancer Patients?
natural strategies for cancer patients.
Natural strategies for cancer patients. I will tell you that those are three of the fastest going out books that we have. A tremendous demand for them. But right today we're going to be talking about aspartame. But if you don't have those other two books, you need to get them. They will give you so much information that will help to prepare you and build up your immunity and in many instances help you ward off the devastating effect of modern life, which actually promotes cancer. Now, Dr. Blaylock has talked about the fact that before aspartame was ever released, the cereal company had done experiments with it. It was their product. They found it was very sweet. And they found in animals it produced not only brain tumors, but tumors all throughout the body. But when they appealed to the FDA for permission to put this in and use it as an artificial sweetener, they simply withheld all of the important information. Would you like to pick up the story from there?
Right, and at that point, one of the neuroscientists in the country who had been working with one of the components that's in NutraSweet asked for a public hearing, and so they allowed him to present his information, and what he showed was that when you take the aspartame, it not only produces tumors, but it damages parts of the brain that are very critical to our normal functioning, particularly endocrine functions, like how the reproductive organs work. The thyroid work is all depressed in people who are exposed to aspartame. The animals develop hypogonadism. That means they become infertile, and they have shrinkage of the testes, shrinkage of the ovaries. The pituitary gland shrinks when they're exposed to this product. All of this was in the report. And so in the hearing, they were concerned about the fact that a lot of this was not properly discussed. And they appointed Jerome Bressler, who was working as an investigator for the Bureau of Foods. And when he looked at the G.D. Searle study, he said either this is the worst study that's ever been conducted in the history of the world, or it was purposely doctored to show the results, get it approved. When they went through it piece by piece, they showed that tumors had been cut out of the slides and thrown away. Animals that were listed as being dead were actually still alive. Animals that had all sorts of damaging changes to their skeleton and embryo.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock. We're talking about the tragic situation as far as aspartame is concerned, NutraSweet, and they're holding hearings in Washington, D.C. They found that the reports and the material put in by Cyril were not accurate. They appointed a special investigator, and when the special investigator looked into the background of the aspartame, he found out that they had simply doctored the reports. They had simply lied because there were millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, and Cyril wanted to get this product approved. You want to pick up the story from there, Russell?
So Jerome Bressler, who was the chief investigator in this study, found all of these discrepancies. He found a huge increase in brain tumors, numerous tumors in the organs. The embryos were affected during their development, so they developed abnormally. A lot of the studies were not carried out properly. It was just a very poorly done study. And he found out also that they were giving NutraSweet in a follow-up study. They gave NutraSweet to the control animals so that they would have the same number of tumors. So all of these shenanigans were going on, and the Bressler report exposed this. It's a very damaging report to G.D. Searle. Well, the fate of that report was it ended up in a file cabinet and no one ever looked at it. No one ever acted on it. Now, because of this brain tumor portion of the study, they withdrew the approval of the product to be used until 1981, and they had a new commissioner, Arthur Hull Hayes, who was a commissioner of FDA at that time. And he assembled his board of FDA investigators and experts, and some of them were neuroscientists of high repute, pathologists and neuroscientists, and they looked at it, and their recommendation was that aspartame was a very suspicious product because it had produced such an enormous number of brain tumors in these animals, and they recommended it not be approved to be used by the public. Arthur Hall Hayes overrode their recommendations and single-handedly approved the product himself. 3 months later, he retired from the FDA, or quit the FDA, and went to work for the public relations firm of GD Cereal Company. So that's how NutraSweet ended up getting approved. Now, in the interim period is when Donald Rumsfeld became the president of GD Cereal Company, and he said he would pull out all of his political markers to make sure that this product received approval, no matter what he had to do. He was not interested in all of these brain tumor problems and brain damage problems. He was interested in getting this product on the market, and so that's how we ended up with NutraSweet.
All right, fine. Now, of course, this has been used since that time, and it is in so many things. It's in they even confuse the name of it, so it's very hard to know it's there. If you don't hear it referred to or see it referred to as aspartame or NutraSweet, what are some of the other names that they use for it?
Well, they use Equal. You'll see the little blue packets in the restaurants. That's one of the common ways you can use it. I've forgotten some of the other names that they have, but the thing about it is that makes it worse even than MSG is that it's composed of three toxic substances: phenylalanine, which is a brain toxin, methanol, which is a DNA toxin, and a brain toxin, and it's composed of aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin, just like MSG.
Well, now, certainly we're seeing a tremendous increase of Parkinson's disease and other degenerative brain diseases in people today, far more than we have ever seen before, as well as seeing a significant increase in brain cancers, aren't we?
Yes, there's been a dramatic increase in all the neurodegenerative diseases, dramatic increase in the most malignant forms of brain tumors. They're occurring in younger people than they used to occur in. They're occurring in females primarily who drink a lot of the NutraSweet products. And there's no explanation in the scientific world as to why there's this sudden growth in all of these diseases and tumors. Now, when we look at just the excitotoxic aspect of this problem, humans are unusual in that we absorb greater amounts of these excitotoxins than any known animal. So that humans, when they consume MSG in their food, for instance, their blood levels of that excitotoxin increase 20 times. So they develop very high levels. Now, they looked at a lot of humans and gave them sample doses of MSG, and what they found is a lot of variability. Some people increase their blood levels 20 times. Some increase as much as 50 times. Now, at 20 times increase in level, that is enough to produce destruction of brain cells. And that's agreed by all the neuroscientists. At that level, it will destroy brain cells and connections between brain cells. At 50 times the dose, it's absolutely going to do it. Now, the really frightening thing is that it has an additive effect. So that if you take a small child, let's say a child of 3 or 4 years of age, you give them 6 ounces of soup that you can buy in any supermarket. It has about 1,300 milligrams of glutamate in it as MSG. Then you let them drink a can of Diet Cola. Those two food products together will increase that child's excitotoxin blood level 60 times. So it's 60-fold higher than normal.
But what does this do to the brain? Doesn't this actually destroy brain cells?
Right. It destroys brain cells, particularly in the part of the brain we call the hypothalamus. When I was a resident neurosurgeon, we used to call that the seat of the soul. Because if you damage the hypothalamus significantly, most people will die. But it controls our endocrine system. It controls our sympathetic system. Our heart rate, our intestinal function, our blood pressure. So the hypothalamus is a very important part of the brain. And what it does, it destroys certain areas in that hypothalamus that lead to things like obesity. And one of the things that was early seen was that when you feed these infant animals MSG in doses that are even lower than humans are getting, they become grossly obese. And looking at what we're seeing in this society now with childhood obesity, it exactly resembles what we see when you feed MSG to infant animals. So with the high consumption of the aspartame by the pregnant mother, by the consumption of MSG in her food, the child is getting high doses in the brain, and it will pass through the placenta. After the child is born, they're consuming things like soy formula, which is very high in glutamic acid, and this produces further destruction of the brain and produces this gross obesity. The characteristics of that obesity is exactly like what is produced in these animals. It's very difficult to remove by exercise or diet. It's associated with type 2 diabetes, and in long term, it's associated with things like hypertension and alteration in the blood lipids. We call this Syndrome X now. And there's an explosion of Syndrome X in this society, which exactly resembles what we produce in these animals by feeding them doses of MSG below what we're getting in our foods.
Well, now, what does this do to the brain of a child in utero, an unborn child? Do we have animal studies on that? I remember there was a scientist who actually did some animal studies, and of course, she eventually lost her job, was terribly persecuted. Eventually, she sued and made a nice settlement on that. What was that story all about?
Well, that was concerning fluoride. That was a different...
Oh, all right, fine. Then I've got that mixed, the two of them mixed up.
But they did do studies on MSG effects to see what it did to the fetus inside of a pregnant animal.
All right.
And they fed the animal MSG, and what the original report said, oh, it doesn't pass the MSG, the baby's protected from it. Follow-up studies showed that not only did it pass through the placenta, but the baby's levels was twice as high as the mother's. Another study that was a two-part study found that not only did it pass through the placenta, but it severely damaged many of the connections in that baby's brain so that the child had difficulty with its frontal lobe function. Now, that's what leads to things like ADD, ADHD, autism, obsessive-compulsive disorders, different facial tics, Tourette syndrome. All of those things are associated with damage in those same areas of the brain. So that when you do that, you're leading up to a high incidence of these disorders. So, you know, we have experimental evidence that it does pass through the placenta, that it does produce the damage in the brain, it does alter the neurotransmitters in the brain, and that it can result in the same sort of clinical picture that we're seeing in children in increasing numbers. So, you know, we have so much evidence now, both clinical, epidemiological, experimental, there's no reason for this product to still be on the market. And people need to be aware of the danger of this thing. And one of the things about NutraSweet is because the methanol is broken down into formaldehyde, it's been shown that this formaldehyde attaches to the DNA and breaks the DNA. When it does that, that leads to problems like neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig disease. It leads to cancer. And we find that not only does the formaldehyde attach to the DNA, but it's very difficult to remove. So that this is an additive toxin. What that means is if you drink one Diet Cola a day, each day you're adding more and more formaldehyde to your DNA, producing more damage, and eventually you're going to run a very high risk of developing cancer.
Or some of the new degenerative diseases, or Parkinson's disease, or things of that sort. And these are terrible, disabling diseases, and we're seeing them increasingly at younger ages. And nobody wants to mention this. After all, this is approved by the FDA. They never would have released it if it had been harmful, or have you ever heard about the fact that the head of the FDA overruled his own committee and released it, and then went to work for the company that produced the product, Cyril and Company. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. This is a fascinating four-tape set. Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president
of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me mention Dr. Blaylock's books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And this is an excellent a book. It goes into so many things, the dangers of fluoride and water fluoridation, the dangers of mercury, and of course we have constant contact with mercury. Most people aren't aware of it, but even from the fillings in your teeth, you get mercury, and yet they're giving mercury, they have it till recently, in the injections and the vaccinations that they give to our people, but they've taken it out of the vaccines given to the small children, unless, of course, they are foolish enough to take the influenza vaccine, knowing full well there were toxic doses of mercury in it. They've recommended it for our children, but we also give it to the old folks because, well, what do they mean? After all, they're old, and the mercury is probably not going to hurt them, or will it? You need to get the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Russell Blaylock. Before we go on, somebody had called in and wanted to know about Splenda and whether there's a problem with that. That's another artificial sweetener. Do you have any thoughts on that, Russell?
Well, the only results I've seen on the Splenda was that it caused a 40% shrinkage of the thymus gland, and it produced atrophy of the lymphatics. There was also a report of increased miscarriage in experimental animals that were consuming Splenda. So based on the fact that it has this rather profound immune effect, I wouldn't use it and I wouldn't recommend it.
And yet, of course, we're finding that increasingly used in many of our products and some of our major jams and jellies put out by one of our largest producers right here in the Central California uses Splenda as a sweetener rather than aspartame. Would we be better off just using plain old sugar?
Well, it'd be better than aspartame for sure, and better than Splenda, because what you're talking about is serious toxins.
What about the other, the sucrose? What do they call
sucralose?
It?
Sucralose.
Right.
I don't have information on sucralose, and it really hadn't been studied very well. Most of these newer ones have had very few studies done. I think Splenda had something like 14 studies, so there's really not a, it hasn't been extensively studied to see what's going to be the effect, and they never do long-term studies. That's the main thing, is when you take this continuously at high levels, what's going to be the effect? And we don't seem to be able to determine that until we release it to the public.
What about saccharin?
Saccharin has been used by the public for a long period of time, and we found absolutely no side effects or correlation with any disease or disorder. So I would choose that or stevia for a sweetener if you're going to use a sweetener.
All right. Well, let's get back to the dangers of aspartame and NutraSweet. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, Dr. Blalock is one of the world's leading experts on this subject. His book, Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, is must reading to really understand how they are endangering the life of your children. Now, so many of the diet colas, whether it be Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, contain NutraSweet, don't they?
Yes.
And certainly they're encouraging women, pregnant women, to go ahead and use this so they don't put on weight. But has anybody, of course, you pointed out that this can be hazardous, terribly hazardous to the unborn child.
Yeah, when we looked at some of the studies that had been done on the phenylalanine level, you know, part of the aspartame is made of an amino acid called phenylalanine. And when phenylalanine levels are high, you can produce damage to the brain, and children are born with learning difficulties of a severe degree and can have seizures, etc. It's been determined that there's a certain level at which the blood level of this amino acid should not be higher than that, and if it is, there's a high risk of interfering with the brain's development. And what we found is that if a person is a carrier for this disease called PKU, now, if you're a carrier, you don't even know you have it. But if you're a carrier, when you drink Diet Cola, your blood level of phenylalanine is twice as high as a person who's not a carrier for the PKU gene. 1 in 50 people in the public is a carrier PKU gene. So that means a large percentage of people, after they drink aspartame, are going to reach this level of 6 milligrams per deciliter of phenylalanine. And a significant number will reach 10 milligrams, which definitely will produce damage to the brain of an unborn child. So mothers who are drinking Diet Colas while they're pregnant run a very high risk of damaging the brain of their child, producing lower IQ, interference with the ability of that baby to learn and think. Now, that has been carefully done and measured in babies, and we find some of these babies develop extremely high levels of phenylalanine after exposure. Some of the mothers will have the PKU, and their babies will have very high levels of phenylalanine. So these are things that parents need to understand, particularly women need to understand. You should never drink a single Diet Cola while pregnant, and that's just the phenylalanine.
All right,
there are other toxins in that compound as well.
All right, let's just take the question from Ed from Aptos before we go to the break, and then I'll let you answer it afterwards. Ed, what was the question?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask Dr. Blalock, what all he knows about xylitol. Thank you.
Xylitol?
Yes, it's a all-natural xylitol sweetener.
All right,
that's
fine.
We'll
ask him that one as soon as we get back here. Thanks so much, Ed.
Laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me mention a couple of the things we carry. One of them is called Phonopoly. It's a program designed to teach your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Phonics is the foundation of learning to read. Our brains are made to work phonetically. That's why they don't use this. They want to create problems for our children. They've done a wonderful job. Our reading skills among so many of our children are lacking. In 1800, we had a 95% literacy rate. Today, we have, by the Department of Health and Education's own figures and statistics, over 100 million Americans who are partially or totally illiterate, and it's because they haven't been taught phonics. You can get Phonopoly, which will teach them phonics, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to mention the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry and which we really believe in. I've used them for a couple of years, as is my wife. We wouldn't be without them. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which is very alkaline. Now, I use the moisturizing soap because it does away with the rash for me. I can't tell it will help you. All you could do would be to try it and see if it would help. We know that Joyce Riley gives a great deal, a great many samples of the various soaps, moisturizing and regular soap, to the Gulf War veterans, because they have the rashes and nothing helps them, and so many of them have improved using these products. They're called Miracle 2 soap products. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask about the Miracle 2 soap products. Maybe they'll help you and your family as well. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have right now a calling from San Gabriel, John. Hi, John. How are you doing? John, are you there? There we are. John.
Yes?
Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do have a question. I wanted to ask Dr. Blaylock if there's any research that confirms the possibility of conversion of dietary glutamine into glutamate, and what the limits would be or the threshold might be for that to occur that could also increase the hazard of glutamate toxicity.
All right, do you know anything about the conversion of glutamine into glutamate?
Well, conversion of glutamine to glutamate is a process that goes on all the time. That's where glutamate is derived in the brain for the most part. So if you take an animal and you feed them high levels of glutamine, they'll develop an increased number of excitotoxic brain lesions. So that it's a natural process inside all brain cells and the astrocytes, the conversion of glutamine to glutamate. That's why I generally don't recommend people take glutamine supplements, particularly in high doses for prolonged periods of time. Most of the time it's being used for GI problems, particularly the leaky gut syndrome. If you use it for a short period of time, say 2 or 3 weeks or a month, and then stop using it so that you can repair your GI tract, I think that would be all right. If you have a neurological disease, particularly like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig disease, I would not use it.
Would 5 grams a day be safe for most people? Or
that's a pretty hefty dose.
What would be a reasonable dose?
Well, something like 500 milligrams or gram at the most.
I see.
It's okay.
If you exercise regularly, most of that glutamine will be used by your muscles and will be converted to producing muscle tissue bulk. Very little will get to the brain. If you sedentary lifestyle, most of it will end up in your brain.
Okay, John, anything else you want to say?
No, thank you very much.
All right, fine. Thank you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And before we went to the break, Ed had called in and asked about a product, and I wasn't even acquainted with it. Do you know that product at all?
The xylitol?
Right.
Yeah, xylitol is something that's being promoted as a sweetener. It's a natural product. One of its advantages is it's been shown to reduce dental caries. As far as its safety for long-term regular use, there have not been any studies to document that. I would be rather cautious with it. Anytime you use a sugar product that's not utilized by the body very often and you're using in high doses for a long period of time, I would be somewhat concerned until they do some long-term studies, but I'm not aware of any studies that so far have shown any problem.
All right. Well, one of the things that, as we've studied a little bit about the aspartame, is the effect on the reproductive system. And doesn't this really produce, as you mentioned, testicular atrophy and difficulty for a woman to conceive?
Yeah, it can produce rather severe degrees of atrophy of the ovaries and atrophy of the testes. That is primarily due to the aspartic acid component. MSG will do the same thing. It reduces the secretion of luteinizing hormone from the hypothalamus, which controls the ovary and the testes, production of these reproductive hormones like testosterone and your estrogens. So we see low levels of those. So in a woman, that would mean that she could have problems with fertility, and the same thing for the man.
Would this have anything to do with the fact that so many of our young girls are going to the starting their menarche earlier than they have in past generations?
It can. One of the things we also found is that if you use it in a somewhat lower dose, it has the opposite effect. If you use it at 25% of the toxic dose, it produces increased secretion of LH, and that increases the onset of menarche, so that the females are starting to menstruate early. This is one of the effects of all this soy that's being used. We've already done studies, human studies, have shown that women who are consuming soy early in life have an early onset of their menstrual cycle.
Now, how does the soy do that? Is that a hormonal influence?
Well, it's both hormonal, and it's the fact that it contains one of the highest levels of glutamate, the excitotoxin, of any known consumed plant. And when you hydrolyze it, in other words, make it into a milk or something, you even have higher levels. So we have babies now that are being fed soy formulas that could feminize the baby, that is, make a male baby more feminine. And it can alter the formation of the brain and produce in the female baby early onset of menstruation, early breast development. In fact, some of the soy studies have shown even three-year-old children, female children, beginning to develop breasts because of the hormone effect. So these are rather serious things, and I would discourage mothers from using soy milk for their babies. They should stay away from it. And they should avoid soy.
Now, you cover a lot of these things in your book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, don't you?
Yes.
All right, and that's one reason you really need to get this book. It's just sort of an encyclopedia, although it doesn't read like an encyclopedia. It's fascinating reading, but you'll find so much information that you need to know about your health and the health of your family. Well, let's go to Liz Ann, who's calling from New York. Do I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I just wanted to, I guess, make a comment regarding the sucralose and the Splenda. They're one and the same. When the product came out, Splenda, I went crazy and purchased, boxes of it. It was very expensive, but I thought it was like the neatest thing because it tasted so much like sugar, and it was, although very featherweight, it was very, granulated, sort of flaky, and it retained its taste if it if it were heated or things like that, but or cook, you know, used to bake with. And I thought it was the greatest thing, and then I decided, because I thought it was so great, I better do a little research. So I did, and of course that was a very long time ago, and I remember I was so, you know, it was so aversive, the things that I read. And now I just went on the internet now just to confirm that it is sucralose toxicity. I have a problem with that word. Toxicity. TOXICITY Information Center.
All right.
The name, the brand name is Splenda.
And of course, the thing is, Lizanne, most people don't bother to get onto the internet to check these things out, and they're using this for their family. They think it tastes great. You know, what's wrong with that? I mean, one thing is MSG and these things. They make the food taste so much better. But we're poisoning ourselves.
There's plenty of information if one just goes into a Google search and types in sucralose and goes to the Sucralose Toxicity Information Center. There's one research after another, and it is sucralose. And I actually threw out. I had no time to look for receipts and return everything, but I literally, you know, threw out every single thing. And it's actually very industrial, and it goes into the atomic structure of it in this one website.
Well, thank you so much.
It does speak about the hazards of aspartame as well. I absolutely think that they're equally extremely destructive.
I think they are as well, and I appreciate so much your calling and let us know that, and people should go to that website and check it out. Of course, they really ought to get Dr. Blaylock's book.
Well, I'm going to get that book because I'm very interested, and I think that book would benefit my family members, such as my mom.
Okay, it's Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills, and we'll tell you later how to get it. Thank you so much for calling, and let's go to Elizabeth calling in from Maryland. Hi, Elizabeth.
There, Dr. Stan.
Good to hear from you.
You too. I heard you last night on Pastor Morris's program. Excellent, excellent. And I wanted to ask Dr. Blaylock, my husband and I are celiacs, and we cannot handle MSG. We had heart palpitations and various things. I wanted to know whether the glutamine in the soy could cause us trouble too.
Well, it's glutamate.
Glutamate.
Glutamate is the excitotoxin, and it can. I mean, it's just as toxic as MSG. You know, what makes the MSG toxic is the glutamate.
So it would have a similar effect,
It'll
possibly.
Have an exact effect. And the reason that it bothers the heart is because they've recently discovered that all the nerves in the heart have numerous glutamate receptors on it.
Isn't that interesting?
It acts just like the receptors in the brain, so that when you consume these foods, it activates the receptors in the electrical system of the heart and can cause it to overreact, and the heart begins to beat abnormally. And it can result in sudden cardiac death. This has been demonstrated, particularly if you have low magnesium levels. If your magnesium is low when you consume an MSG meal, almost anyone can die because of cardiac arrest, sudden cardiac arrest. So we find that magnesium deficiency is very common in this country. Particularly if you're a young athlete, this is probably why a lot of these young athletes are dropping dead. They have very low magnesium levels, and they're exposed to these excitotoxins, which causes sudden death. We also have recently discovered that MSG produces an intense generation of free radicals in the lining of all blood vessels in the body. This is the mechanism for production of arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. So now we have very strong evidence that MSG also would produce severe arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes by that mechanism. These effects of MSG are very prolonged. They found that if you expose to MSG, the effect can last for decades even in animals. You know, so that if you feed the MSG to the animal as a young animal, even into adulthood, they're still forming large numbers of free radicals and destruction of their lipids. So these effects are quite profound, and they're demonstrated through numerous studies and independent laboratories.
Okay, anything else, Elizabeth?
Well, he has been infinitely helpful to me, and there's one other thing. I asked my husband, we see so many traces of learning disabilities in students, and my husband is a teacher, and he really believes that this generation that he's teaching now, compared to his first generation about 20 years ago, many, many more problems and casualties, probably due to the things you're telling about.
And do you know a better way to destroy a nation?
No.
Anything else you'd like to ask or say?
No, but thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was Elizabeth calling from Maryland. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, one of the things, Russell, is that when you go to the store and you pick up the package and you're looking to see if it's got MSG in it, they don't call it MSG. Like NutraSweet, they give it all sorts of other names as well. What is it, hydrolyzed proteins and things like that?
Right. According to the FDA, they allowed them to disguise the name as long as it does not contain more than 99.5% pure MSG. So that's almost all MSG products. And they use names like spices, natural flavoring, hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed soy protein, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, textured protein. I mean, they just have numerous names they can use. And what do you find, for instance, in Campbell's soup, I find that they have as many as three or four different of these forms of excitotoxins in the soup, yet they can put on the label, contains no MSG. That is purely deceptive. They know that the amount of glutamate in that can of soup is equal to you having added MSG to it. This is a very common practice among all food manufacturers, and I had one of the representatives of the people who put the products, the MSG and the MSG-type products in foods, told me that they were going to put it in there no matter what I had to say, or if I convinced the public that it was terrible, they'd find a way to put it in the foods. So this is how determined they are to put these terribly damaging products in the foods.
But this is really primarily for taste. Is that the motivation behind
it? The only thing it does. It's a taste-enhancing substance. It has no other function.
All right. And, of course, there are a lot of people who will love these products, but they do not understand that they attack the fibers of their brain. And you use enough of this for long enough, and especially if you have a predisposition, you can get into some real troubles. And then we see these young people today with Parkinson's disease. I mean, this is a great, terrible tragedy, and yet, of course, we're seeing more and more of this. And I think, of course, the most devastating thing is the marked increase in brain tumors, especially in children.
Oh, absolutely. You see, one of the things that we found one drug so far that helps people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease, that drug blocks glutamate. That's what it does. So we know that glutamate is a leading central cause of Alzheimer's disease. Yet we're adding tons of it to the food. We have elderly that are consuming large amounts of MSG in their food, not knowing that it's leading them down the road to Alzheimer's disease, and if they develop it's going to make it progress very rapidly.
Is there anything we can do to slow it down the course of Alzheimer's disease, besides, of course, taking the glutamates out of their diets?
Well, it seems that the way that the glutamate is damaging brain cells is it produces large numbers of free radicals. The way to neutralize free radicals is take a lot of antioxidants. So that means that you have to have the vitamin C and E and the carotenoids like beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, etc. You need vitamin K, you need vitamin D, you need all the B vitamins, plus you need special things like flavonoids. These are plant chemicals that are very powerful antioxidants and will neutralize types of oxidants in the brain that the vitamins cannot neutralize. So by combining all of these antioxidants together, you get a very profound protection of the brain. We've also found that people who consume high-fat diets, particularly if it's a high-fat diet with a high-sugar diet and carbohydrate diet, have a 270% higher incidence of Alzheimer's disease and those people on a low-fat, low-carbohydrate diet. So there's a strong correlation to the amount of fat and carbohydrates and sugars that you consume. So that needs to be controlled to reduce your risk. There's a certain type of gene called APOE4 gene that's associated with a very high incidence of Alzheimer's disease. We found that vitamin E can turn off that gene, so those people's risk of developing Alzheimer's falls rather dramatically. So it shows that nutrition plays a major role in protecting you against these devastating diseases.
All right, fine. Well, we're out of time. The hour just roars by so quickly. Thank you so very much. Our guest has been Dr. Russell Blaylock. And when we get back from the break here, why we'll tell you how to go about getting his book.
Dan, if I could interject one thing. I have a new newsletter coming out through Newsmax.com.
How will they get that?
It should be out in the next week or so. They can just go to the Internet at Newsmax.com.
Okay, the Newsmax.com. Be right back.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, In Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I want to tell you about the Berkey water filters that we carry, and we carry the Big Berkey, we carry the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey is made of stainless steel. You put a couple of gallons of water in the top. It goes through these ceramic filters packed with activated carbon, comes out the bottom, and it tastes great, and most of the bacteria and the pesticides and herbicides and a lot of the things that you don't want in your water have been taken out. Now, the Big Berkey, traditionally, up until yesterday, it was $239. When the government tells you there's no inflation, don't you believe it? I just got the new rates today. The Big Berkey is $279, and that's a reduced price on that. We actually discount them, but it's $279 because they come in from England and because the dollar's falling so rapidly. And you're going to see a lot of this happening. And don't believe them when they tell you there's no inflation out there. They're simply lying to you. The Big Berkey now is $279. It's available in every state of the Union except California and Iowa. However, the Berkey Light has not gone up because it's produced here in the United States. It's made of Lexan, so you can see the water level. The filters are the Black Berkey filters, and we call them purifiers. They really do take literally all the bacteria out and the pesticides and herbicides and MTBE and so many other things. This is what we have as a Berkey Light. It's still $199, and whether you get the Big Berkey or you get the Berkey Light, if you buy them through us, you get a 4-tape set or a video we have produced. So if you'd like to get one, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to see what they look like, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can see the Berkey filters. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I want to mention that Dr. Blaylock's book, The Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We also carry his book on excitotoxins, on MSG and aspartame. And we also carry his book on treatments for cancer patients and new therapies for cancer patients. An excellent book if you know somebody who has cancer. It'll help them from getting so sick with the chemotherapy. And we carry all of these books because we think they're important. Now, we have a four-tape set called Health and Nutrition Secrets, based upon four interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We have another four-tape set called Excitotoxins or Aspartame. And they're available simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We want you to have that information. You have our permission to copy the four-tape sets and disseminate them as long as you're not doing it for profit. We want you to get the information out. We want you to let people understand they're poisoning this generation, and they're poisoning our children, and they know exactly what they're doing. And the same people who got us into the war in Iraq are the same people who got aspartame released on the public, knowing full well it produced brain tumors, and that happens to be Donald Rumsfeld. So you see, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And we're over there fighting a war in Iraq because this was planned back in 1998. If you don't believe that, you need to get our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, and we've simply pulled the material down, information off of their website, the website that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and John Bolton and others put up back in 1997. And in 1998, they were planning on this war with Iraq. Had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, had nothing to do with terrorism, had nothing to do with September 11th. They wanted to control the oil of that region of the world. And if you doubt that, you need to get my latest newsletter. We simply quote from Paul O'Neill's excellent book, The Price of Loyalty, and he was the Secretary of the Treasury and attended the secret meetings in January and February of 2001, 8 to 9 months before the 9/11 attack. You'll be amazed at what they were talking about at those secret cabinet meetings, and it's all there in my latest newsletter. If you'd like a free copy, that's the March newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Did the government know there was going to be an attack on America rather than overseas, as you're being told? Did they know it was going to involve airplanes? Did they know that the World Trade Center was a potential target? Well, we answer many of those questions this month, and we'll answer more of them next month. We'll even tell you what Dick Cheney was doing on the morning of September 11th, as he was sitting down in the bunker beneath the White House, and they monitored the plane that came in minute after minute after minute as it approached the Pentagon. And what did they do? Well, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we hope many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. In a couple of weeks, you can pull down our newsletter. We don't put them up there right away, but they are eventually posted. You have our permission to copy them, to distribute them, to help reach other people. And your job is to tell others about our radio programs, about our website at radioliberty.com, where we can be heard 5 hours a day, about the shortwave programs, where we can now be heard 4 hours every day. And we'll be back again 3 hours from now on this same station, 5.745 megahertz, if you're listening on shortwave. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but we ask you to pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle being played out on a political, cultural, ideological, economic, educational battlefield. And most people don't even understand that there are demonic forces at work who are motivating evil people who are carrying out the policies and moving us rapidly towards World War III. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.